Welcome to Exploring America State by State, the podcast where every road leads to a new adventure. Join us as we journey across the United States, uncovering hidden gems, iconic attractions, scenic drives, unforgettable small towns, legendary roadside stops, and the stories that make every state uniquely American. Whether you travel by RV, plane, train, or automobile, we're here to help you discover new destinations, avoid the tourist traps, and experience the very best America has to offer. So, fuel up, pack your bags, and let's hit the open road. Because your next adventure starts right now. Imagine standing on a rocky shoreline in Maine just after sunrise. The air smells like salt and pine. Lobster boats drift slowly through the harbor while gulls circle overhead, calling out into the morning fog. A lighthouse stands against the crashing Atlantic waves, weathered by decades of storms, tides, and long winters. That feeling, peaceful, rugged, timeless, is Maine in the summertime. Today we're exploring the Pine Tree State, one of America's most scenic and unforgettable summer destinations. From rocky coastlines and hidden island villages to lobster shacks, mountain sunrises, roadside attractions, scenic drives, and local traditions, Maine delivers the kind of road trip memories people talk about for years. One of the best ways to experience Maine is by driving U.S. Route 1, the legendary coastal highway that threads through small harbor towns, working waterfronts, antique shops, roadside seafood stands, and scenic overlooks that practically beg you to pull over for photos. The stretch between Portland and Rockland is especially beautiful during the summer months. Along the way, you'll pass quiet fishing villages, hidden coves, and little roadside bakeries serving fresh blueberry pie and homemade jam. And while many visitors rush directly toward Acadia National Park, some of Maine's best experiences happen during the journey itself. Take your time. Stop in the tiny towns. Walk the harbors. Watch fishermen unload their daily catch. That slower pace is part of what makes Maine feel different from so many other coastal destinations. Now, if you want dramatic scenery and fewer crowds, head farther north toward Maine's Bold Coast region near Cutler and Lubeck. This area feels wild and untamed compared to the busier southern coast. The cliffs are rugged, the forests feel endless, and some overlooks make you feel like you've reached the edge of America itself. Lubeck is especially unique because it's the easternmost town in the continental United States. In fact, this is one of the first places in America to see the sunrise each morning. And if you love scenic photography, dramatic ocean views, and quiet hiking trails, the Bold Coast may become your favorite part of the entire state. While you're exploring southern Maine, make time for some of the region's stranger and more unexpected roadside discoveries. In nearby Yarmouth, you'll find Eartha, officially the world's largest rotating globe. Housed inside the Garmin headquarters building, this giant spinning Earth stretches over 40 feet in diameter and quietly surprises travelers who happen to stumble across it. It's one of those wonderfully weird roadside attractions that perfectly fits the spirit of an American road trip. Then there's Freeport, home of the legendary L.L. Bean flagship store. Even if you're not planning to buy outdoor gear, the campus itself has become a destination. The giant boot entrance, the outdoor displays, and the famous 24-hour store create an atmosphere that feels part shopping experience and part roadside Americana tradition. Back in Portland, Maine's food scene absolutely deserves your attention. Skip the chain restaurants whenever possible and search out the smaller local places instead. One local favorite is the Holy Donut, famous for its handmade potato donuts. Yes, potato donuts. They're rich, soft, slightly crispy on the outside, and somehow uniquely Maine all at once. And surprisingly enough, one of Maine's quirky local traditions is cold pizza from convenience stores and small-town markets. It may sound strange, but longtime locals swear by it as a quick summer road trip snack after a long beach day or ferry ride. Speaking of ferry rides, Maine's islands are part of what gives the state so much character. Places like Monhegan Island, Islesford, and the Cranberry Isles offer a quieter, slower version of coastal life. Many visitors describe these islands as stepping backward in time. Cars are rare, roads are narrow, and the pace feels wonderfully disconnected from the rest of the world. Monhegan Island in particular has long attracted artists, painters, and writers inspired by the dramatic cliffs and crashing Atlantic surf. Spend just a few hours walking the trails there and you'll quickly understand why people fall in love with it. For travelers looking for hidden gems, these islands often become the most memorable part of the trip. Of course, no conversation about Maine is complete without talking about Acadia National Park. Acadia is easily one of America's most beautiful national parks, especially during summer and early fall. Cadillac Mountain offers one of the most famous sunrise experiences in the country. Watching the first light of day spill across the Atlantic Ocean While standing high above the rocky coastline is something visitors rarely forget. The carriage roads throughout the park are another highlight. Originally developed by John D. Rockefeller Jr., these scenic gravel roads wind through forests, lakes, and stone bridges that feel almost magical in the early morning fog. If you visit during peak summer months, arrive early. Parking fills quickly, especially near the most popular trailheads and overlooks. The Island Explorer shuttle system can also make navigating the area much easier while reducing some of the traffic stress. Now let's talk tourist traps for a moment. One quick rule of thumb in Maine. If the restaurant has giant flashing lobster signs directly beside the busiest parking lot in town, there's a good chance you're paying tourist prices. Some of the best seafood in the state comes from small roadside shacks, family-owned lobster pounds, and tiny harbor restaurants tucked away from the busiest tourist areas. Sometimes the simplest places serve the best food. A paper plate, a picnic table, fresh lobster dripping with butter, ocean breeze in the background. That's the real Maine experience. And speaking of food, don't leave without trying a few true Maine classics. Fresh lobster rolls are obviously a must, but there's an ongoing debate across the state. Should lobster rolls be served warm with butter or cold with mayonnaise? Ask 10 locals and you'll probably get 10 different answers. Blueberry pie is another essential Maine experience, especially during late summer when the wild blueberries are in season. Many roadside bakeries and farmers markets sell homemade pies, jams, syrups, and blueberry lemonade. And then there are whoopie pies, soft chocolate cake sandwiches filled with sweet cream filling. They're messy, delicious, and deeply tied to New England culture. For RV travelers, Maine is incredibly rewarding but requires some planning. Popular campgrounds around Acadia, Bar Harbor, and the Mid-Coast region can book out months in advance during summer. Reserve early whenever possible. Oh, and remember that L.L. Bean has some free dry camping spots available too. Some older coastal roads can also feel tight for larger rigs, especially near historic villages and island ferry access points. Always check bridge clearances, fuel availability, and campground access ahead of time. The good news is that Maine has some incredible RV camping experiences, including oceanfront campgrounds where you can literally fall asleep listening to waves crash nearby. And if the weather changes unexpectedly, which it often does in Maine, don't panic. One of the state's charms is how quickly conditions can shift. Foggy mornings often become bright blue afternoons. Sudden rain showers may last only 20 minutes before the sun breaks back through. Keep layers handy, pack a windbreaker, and leave flexibility in your schedule. Rainy days are perfect for exploring local maritime museums, bookstores, breweries, and small-town cafes where locals gather for coffee and conversation. Sometimes those quieter indoor moments become just as memorable as the scenic overlooks. And perhaps that's the real magic of Maine. It's not just the lighthouses or lobster rolls or famous national parks. It's the feeling, the slower pace, the fishing villages, the sound of harbor bells in the fog, the quiet roads lined with pine trees, the roadside ice cream stands serving giant chocolate mousse cones while the sun slowly disappears behind the coastline. These are the moments travelers carry home with them long after the trip ends. So if Maine has been sitting on your travel bucket list, consider this your sign to finally go. Drive the coast. Take the ferry. Watch the sunrise. Eat the lobster roll. Get slightly lost on a scenic back road. Because some of America's best adventures are still waiting in places exactly like this. If you enjoyed today's journey through Maine, be sure to follow Exploring America State by State so you never miss our next destination. Next time, we continue our Northeast adventure as we head into New Hampshire, home to mountain roads, covered bridges, scenic railways, lakeside escapes, and one of the most famous drives in all of New England. Until next time, keep wandering, keep exploring, and remember, adventure is waiting beyond the next exit.